do you call corn that you just shuck and cook and eat with your hands?
What?
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Ground, right?
Okay. What do you call a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and its neck?
Oh, God.
Have you ever had any trouble with them?
I've smelled them many a time.
Well, did you ever get close enough to one to have any?
No, he didn't get close enough to me to throw his musk on. I tried to stay out of reach of that.
Well, when did you smell one?
Oh, I smelled one a many times.
Have you really? I've never smelled one. I guess maybe I'm lucky.
That old retort over yonder don't smell bad side of him.
What do you call the little creature that's about that big and it just hops along the ground?
Toad frog.
And how about one that lives in the water?
Bullfrogs.
And what about a smaller one that makes a sort of chirping noise?
Rain frog. We've heard enough of them here lately, we ought to know them.
What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait?
Well, they use sawyers, often dead logs. And they use these old Catawba worms, but I wouldn't handle one of them. And they were gonna feed.
Well, where do you find the Catawba worms?
On the trees when they come on them.
Uh-huh. Well, do they get on any kind of trees besides Catawba
no,
trees?
No, they don't go on none but them.
Uh-huh. How big are Catawba? I've never seen one. How big are
they? They get way out.
Oh, my Lord.
That big one.
Oh, that's horrible. I wouldn't mess with them.
I'm sure ain't going to handle
them. Well, so those are the big worms then, the Catawba worms.
Mm-hmm.
And what do the sawyers look like? Are they small?
Well, they some of them great big ones. They got a head on them that they cut wood with.
Uh-huh.
They make good fish bait.
Well, what color are they?
White.
Uh-huh. And what color are the Catawba worms?
Kind of a greenish, streaky looking thing.
Are they fuzzy?
No, they ain't fuzzy, but I can't bear the thought of them.
Okay, well, I'll stop talking about something else then. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime?
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings?
That's a bat.
Well, it's an insect now, something smaller than a bat.
Butterfly?
Its wings are a little bit, its body's about the same size, but it has different kind of wings. Let's see. Do you have mosquito hawks here?
Yeah.
Well, now would that fit the description for the kind of long thin body?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that word for me? See, I'm supposed to get you to say these things if I can.
Mosquito hawks?
Uh huh. Have you ever heard them called anything besides mosquito hawks?
Mm-hmm.
What do people call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And some people say it doesn't sting.
Don't tell me, it's a dirt dog.
Do they sting?
They sting the fire out of them.
What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Peanuts.
Now, have you ever heard them called anything else? Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say the boy, what, his father? The boy
looks like his father.
Okay. And if a boy's behavior is like his father's, you'd say the boy, what, his father? The boy